Okay, it is 8 August. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Report. Predicting the future. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, let's see here. I've got a title to an article that I would recommend you read. It's long. There's not enough information or enough time to get that information out. So it's from The Federalist, and it's called If You Don't Suspect Deep State Provocation at the January 6th Riot, Start Paying Attention. So I would ask that you would go ahead and read that article. And then we'll start out today with some news from Israel. Actually, before we get into Israel news, a lot of people didn't know this because they're either not subscribed to the CG channel or for whatever other reason, but I did do a midweek report, something that I don't usually do. I did a midweek CG report, and if you want to see that, you've got to go to YouTube or Rumble and go to the CG report on YouTube, and it'll be the most recent video, or you can go to Rumble and just look up the Superior Word, and it will be the most recent video. And it's something that I thought was important, and I hope that you will take the time to watch that. It's shorter than a normal update, and so just be advised that that is out there, and I may do that again. I don't know if I'll do midweek reports in the future or not, but I had a couple hours free from one of my part-time jobs. It was raining, and I could not do my regular Wednesday work, and I thought, what am I going to do for 2 hours? And so I went and did that. So there you go. Okay, some news from Israel, from the Times of Israel. Google announces plan for undersea cable connecting Israel and southern Europe. Google has announced plans to build and operate two submarine cable systems to connect the Middle East with southern Europe and Asia. One of the projects, the Blue Submarine Cable System, will tie Israel to Italy, France, and Greece. The other, called the Raman Submarine Cable System, will connect Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Djibouti, Oman, and India. The cables will each carry 16 fiber optic pairs that will increase network capacity and decrease latency. Portions of the cables will connect on land in Israel with the help of the Bezeq internet provider. And if I read that properly, they will have better service in Israel, surprisingly, for a country that does all kinds of technological stuff and is so advanced, their internet is not that great there. From Arat Shiva, new bill proposes facial recognition cameras in public spaces. So Israel is going the way of so many other countries. Police are promoting a bill that would allow them to use facial recognition in public spaces across Israel without a warrant. While police already make use of license plate recognition technology to improve enforcement and maintain public peace and security, the bill says that it would regulate the usage of recognition technologies used by police. The goal of installing the new technologies is the prevention or thwarting of offenses that could endanger the well-being and security of a person, the well-being of the public or state security, investigation of crime patterns in crime-type offenses, as well as detection of crime-type offenses and their perpetrators, prevention of serious harm to the safety of a person or property in a situation where there is a real fear of such harm, locating a missing person or one for whom there is concern for his well-being, enforcement of entry prohibitions and distancing orders from public spaces. So it all sounds very good, but in the end, that'll be just the start of this, as it is everywhere. The systems will be set up in such a way so as to not harm, in so much as is required, a person's privacy. The data collected by police will be confidential, but police can share the data with another public agency for the purposes of fulfilling its duty. Critics of the bill warned that the new law will allow the police to establish its own biometric database, which would be more advanced than the government's current one. Further, the bill doesn't regulate storage and use of the data, leaving this up to the public security and justice minister's decision. In the end, I think it's a bad idea, but they're going with it. From the Jerusalem Post, the IAI signs a 200 million euro deal to provide German army with radar systems. IAI joined forces with the German-based Hensoldt, a leading company in Europe's defense industry, to provide the German Army with new radar systems for the Hughes Air Defense Radar Nachfolgesystem. I hope I pronounced that right. Claudia's probably laughing at me right now. The program intends to replace the original HARD systems that have been in operation since the mid-1980s in order to modernize airspace surveillance and support the German armed forces in countering long-range missiles. The radars in question are used to detect long-range missiles and improve ballistic missile defense, as well as for space missions and satellite monitoring. The deal amounts to 200 million euros. So they're making a little bit of money down in Israel from the Germans now. Headline Wealth says, Florida may drop Ben and Jerry's parent over Israel boycott. They came out with this. DeSantis sent it to the administration and said, I want you to research, is it legal? Are we doing what's right? And then from there, if Ben and Jerry's position on Israel is not reversed in 90 days, Florida will not invest in or contract with Unilever or its subsidiaries. So there you go. With that, good move on their part. I don't know of any other states that have gone as far as Florida this quickly, but they will be coming, I'm sure. Zero Hedge. Israel revives COVID restrictions as cases soar. Warns of possible lockdown in September. Once again, this is the high holy month. This is when all of their annual holidays are, and they're just going to shut the people down. You know that this is planned in advance. Despite being the most heavily vaccinated country in the world, maybe because of it, Israel's just imposed new restrictions on its population. And the body responsible for generating its COVID policies just admitted that a lockdown in September is no longer a remote possibility. It just sounds like they've planned this right down to the T. The country will revive its green pass system. Masks will be mandatory in all indoor and outdoor gatherings, and even fully vaccinated parents responsible for caring for a child in quarantine will be demanded to isolate as well. Now some news concerning the state of Christianity. Andrew Nathan finished Genesis and Ruth, and he's on to Exodus. I'd like to extend my congratulations to him. He was an 82nd Airborne Platoon leader. He's now working with the U.S. government, and he is a wonderful guy. I get emails from him from time to time, and he is diligently searching out the word. So once again, hats off to him. From NTD, censored former homosexual pastor to petition Supreme Court with Section 230 challenge. You can say pretty much anything you want, unless it's what they don't want to hear on big tech. For a country based on free speech, or at least it used to be, and the ideal that everyone is entitled to their opinion, or it used to be, it seems some opinions and life experiences are not wanted. That's what Pastor Jim Doman says he's been up against. His organization, Church United, was kicked off the Vimeo video platform for posting videos about Pastor Jim's life story and others like him who decided to leave same-sex lifestyle to pursue their Christian faith. They don't want you putting that out there, apparently. Pastor Jim is suing Vimeo for discrimination. Doman versus Vimeo was just shut down by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, but the team is hoping to take this Section 230 challenge to the Supreme Court. I mean, the things that you can see on YouTube and other platforms are repulsive at times, but you can't talk about somebody having a conversion in his life and coming to Christ away from something that he deemed was inappropriate. From the Christian Post, Ohio megachurch apologizes after speaker criticizes cross-sex hormones puberty blockers. Demonstrators gathered for a protest at the Crossroads Church campus in Oakley neighborhood of Cincinnati following a speech made by David Mahan, director of policy with Center for Christian Virtue, Ohio's largest Christian public policy organization. Mahan was invited as part of a series of guest speakers and spoke to the audience about gender identity and gender transitioning. During his speech, Mahan touched on the effects of puberty blockers on trans-identified children and families. Mahan argued that trans individuals should be viewed similar to anorexic individuals who are suicidal because they think they're fat. The church's auditorium reportedly filled with applause. Mahan concluded the talk by citing data from a study attributed to the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. So he cited data. Mahan reportedly called it the best science that we have on this topic to date. In response to the backlash, these people came and protested the church. Crossroads Church released a statement offering an apology. You never apologize for your faith. This is the start of their downfall, in my opinion. Regardless of a person, this is their statement, regardless or part of their statement, regardless of a person's sexual or gender identity, we love them and welcome them, as does God. What was shared this weekend was never meant to hurt anyone, and we deeply regret that it did. Our main goal has and will always be to bring people to Christ. Can't bring people to Christ if you're telling them a lie about their state before a holy God. We're sinners in need of a Savior. That's what it is. You never apologize for your theology, and somebody will always be offended in this life over your stand. It doesn't matter if you're on one side of this aisle or the other. Somebody's going to be offended by it. You do not apologize for what you believe. You do not do that. Christian Times, Church of England leaders increasingly embracing ultra-progressive values. No surprise there. Church of England leaders are increasingly taking on the mantras of the radical left about systematic racism or alarmist calls for a climate emergency. I can't think of a more integrated nation on the planet than the UK. You go there and they've got people from every country that they colonize. They're all there living happily together. And all of a sudden, this. Oh, let's see here. The report titled Rotting from the Head, Radical Progressive Activism and the COE, says the political trend among the clergy has impacted the spirit and ideals of the church's mission. The three researchers behind the report found that some measurement could be made of clergy-adopted progressive values within each diocese. They found that 70% of the COE's 42 dioceses have appointed clergy who promote climate activist warnings. Over half of all declarations from the clergy promoting climate activist warnings occurred within 12 months after the COE hierarchy urged support for climate protests in 2019. 87% of claims by clergy of systematic or institutional racism occurred within the first 6 months of the UK racial justice campaigns in May 2020 following the BLM protests in the United States. Civitas trustee Tom Harris argues in his foreword to the report that this complete departure from the church's central purpose risks making it unrecognizable to the grassroots members who support it. The trend towards progressive activism in the COE leadership marks a separation of the head from the body that is becoming alarmingly recognizable in so many of our national institutions. What a sad state of affairs in Christianity today. And this is worldwide. Some news from the Middle East and Africa today from the Times of Israel. FBI probe, chemicals that caused Beirut blast, only a fifth of the original shipment. It's been 1 year since that blast, and they've done a probe, and they've decided that not all of the material was either blown up or located. The probe added to suspicions that most of the stockpile of the chemical used to make either fertilizer or bombs went missing or was diverted before the August 2020 blast that rocked Beirut and killed more than 200 people. The FBI probe found that while 2,754 tons of ammonia nitrate had arrived in Lebanon 7 years before the blast, only 552 tons went up in the flames on the day of the explosion. The probe did not provide an explanation for the discrepancy or explain where the rest of the ammonium nitrate may have gone. The news agency reached out to a senior Lebanese official for comment, and he agreed with the FBI's findings regarding the quantity of chemicals that exploded. Many officials in Beirut say privately that much of the shipment was stolen, adding that another theory heard is that not all of the cargo detonated. I can't imagine that. You got a detonation that big and that stuff sitting there? I think it's somebody's got it and somebody's building bombs. From the Jerusalem Post, deal signed to expand Russian presence in Suez Canal economic zone. Doesn't sound like a great idea for the rest of the world, but here we go. An agreement was signed by Zaki and Russian Deputy Minister of Industry and Trade Vasily Osmakov in Moscow after 2 days of negotiations. Under the deal, the Russian zone will be extended to East Port Said and Ain Sokhna over an area of 5 million square meters. The first phase of the project will include an extension of 1 million square meters in East Port Said and 500,000 square meters in Ain Sokhna. The SC zone chief said that work is scheduled to begin in the Russian zone by the end of 2021. The expansion of the Russian zone will allow the entry of more Russian companies, adding that the SC zone is a window to Africa and the wider world due to its strategic location. We'll see how that pans out, but Russia is getting its fingers in a lot of pies in that general part of the world right now. From Newsmax, classified Iran plans for cyber attacks against West revealed. Classified documents apparently revealing numerous secret Iranian plans to launch cyber attacks against Western nations have been obtained by Sky News. The various plots to hack infrastructure in the U.S., Great Britain, France, and other countries included attacks that could sink a cargo ship or blow up a fuel pump at a petrol station, as well as a computer-based system that controls lights, heating, and ventilations in smart buildings worldwide. The source said he believed the documents are evidence of attempts by a secret offensive unit that is part of Iran's elite IRGC Cyber Command to collect intel on civilian infrastructure that could be used to identify targets for future cyber attacks. They are creating a target bank to be used whenever they see fit. Sky News interviewed UK Defense Secretary Ben Wallace, who says the allegations were serious if they were authentic. Unless we do something about it, our critical national infrastructure, our way of life, could be threatened quite easily. General Patrick Sanders, the top military officer overseeing British cyber operations, added that Iran is among the most advanced cyber actors. We take their capabilities seriously. We don't overstate it. They are a serious actor, and they have behaved really irresponsibly in the past. And the person in the administration right now is still dealing with these people. They are claiming that the talks are breaking down and et cetera. I doubt that's true. I think they're just putting it in there to make it look like it can't be saved. And then the hero will come in and save the day. But we'll see where it goes. From U.S. News, this is from August 1st. Iran denies involvement in oil tanker attack off Oman coast as Israel, U.S. consider options. 2 days later, Jerusalem Post, Iran TV report says attack on Israel ship was revenge for Syria raid. So they lied the first time, which isn't surprising, and they got caught, and so now they're admitting it. Iranian TV reported that the attack was a response to Israeli attack in Syria, indicating Iranian involvement. They did do this. All right, as we span the globe, we try to never miss something interesting from Mongolia. From Big News Network, 2.4 million heads of livestock killed in Mongolia in H1, which means the first half of the year, due to severe weather. Extreme wintry weather known as dzud, heavy snow and dust storms, and drought are the main causes of the animal deaths. Around 70% of the livestock deaths occurred in four provinces, which had suffered mostly from heavy snow and dust storms in the spring of this year. Nearly 90% of the dead animals were goats and sheep. Animal husbandry is the backbone of the landlocked country's economy, as nearly 40% of its nomads depend on animal husbandry for their livelihoods. So that's a big minus for their economy for at least the next 6 months. The Book of Daniel prophesied that technology would increase in the end times. What's up in this regard? From The Drive, the Pentagon is experimenting with using artificial intelligence to see days in advance. Now, they're trying to predict the future, but I want you to know that this is not as spooky as a lot of people have reported. This is obviously information gathering, coming to a conclusion and saying this is what's going to happen. That is what's happening. It's not them peering through a glass and seeing the future or anything like that, because a lot of people have been reporting it in that light. So keep things from their proper perspective. This is just something the Pentagon is doing so that they can make a reasoned conclusion about what the future within a day or two is going to occur. So here we go. U.S. NORTHCOM recently conducted a series of tests known as the Global Information Dominance Experiments, which combined global sensor networks, AI systems, and cloud computing resources in an attempt to achieve information dominance. and decision-making superiority. According to Northcom leadership, the AI and machine learning tools tested in the experiments could someday offer the Pentagon a robust ability to see days in advance, meaning it could predict the future with some reliability based on evaluating patterns, anomalies, and trends in massive data sets. The commander of NORTHCOM says this capability is already enabled by tools readily available to the Pentagon. General Van Herk, commander of NORTHCOM and NORAD, told reporters at the Pentagon that this was the third test of GIDE, G-I-D-E, conducted in conjunction with all 11 combatant commands, collaborating in the same info space using the same exact capabilities. The experiment largely centered around contested logistics and information advantage, two cornerstones of the new warfighting paradigm. The machine learning and the artificial intelligence can detect changes, and we can set parameters where it will trip an alert to give you the awareness to go take another sensor, such as GEOINT, on satellite capability to take a closer look at what might be ongoing in a specific location. What we've seen is the ability to get way further, what I call left of being reactive to actually being proactive. And I'm talking not minutes and hours, I am talking days. The ability to see days in advance creates decision space for me as operational commander to potentially posture forces, to create deterrence options, to provide that to the secretary or even to the president. The commander claims that GUIDE shifts the DoD focus away from pure defeat mechanisms for homeland defense towards earlier, deter and deny actions well outside of a conflict and will allow faster, more proactive decision making. So it's rather interesting what they're doing. I don't know if I'd rely on it totally, but you could at least be prepared if they said that this is coming or this is something that is going to affect us. We could at least be prepared for it. But there you go with that. All right, it's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues of the Book of Revelation and what it prophesies of. So we're going to see how that's developing. From Zero Hedge, cargo vessel expelled from U.S. waters after discovery of Chinese invasive insects. Sounds like biological war to me. A Panama-flagged bulk carrier called MV Pan Jasmine was anchored downriver from New Orleans on July 17th when the Customs and Border Protection discovered five different pests, including two species that are known to pose a significant agricultural threat to the U.S. farmland. The significant presence of pests on board the vessel forced CBP to expel it from U.S. waters. If the vessel offloaded with dunnage filled with pests, it would have been put in a Louisiana landfill where the insects could crawl out and invade the local habitat, causing incalculable damage. Cerambicides are native to China and the Korean Peninsula and were accidentally imported into the United States over the decades in shipping material that has led to the destruction of trees and farmland. The USDA Forest Service has spent more than $500 million to eradicate cerambicides between 1996 and 2013. There was no word if the insects were deliberately put on the ship as a form of bug warfare, as for thousands of years, military leaders have used insects as weapons of war. So there you go with that. From Breitbart, vegans may be exempt from compulsory vaccines, the law firm claims. This is in the UK. Yes, if you're a vegan in the UK, you don't need to get your vaccine. Yeah, I can see a lot of vegan, I don't care. Listen, it means nothing to me. It means that much to me. Vegans. All right, last year, a judge presiding over employment tribunal ruled that ethical veganism, where a vegan avoids all animal products, products that are used in animals and testing, or services associated with animal exploitation with a philosophical belief, making it a protected characteristic like race, religion, or sexuality, with its adherence covered under the Equality Act 2010. So I can see a lot of people that don't fit into any of the other categories just saying, I'm giving up meat. How do you prove that? Breitbart, trans activists object to vax pass because it would reveal their gender. Mail online. Who in the United States is still unvaccinated against COVID-19? CDC stats show fewer than half of people under 40, 27% of black people, and 39% of rural dwellers have had shots. Around 34% of eligible Americans are unvaccinated, and they are most likely to be young, male, and black, and living in non-metropolitan areas. So this has been blamed on the conservatives and the Christians all along, and it's not true, not at all. From Breitbart, Vox writer Ian Millsheiser calls for 99% income tax on unvaccinated, immediately bashed as racist. And that's what it is, because it's mostly blacks that are unvaccinated, and so the people came out and said, you're racist, which is exactly what's going on. From Yahoo, COVID-19 in Los Angeles, over 25% of cases are fully vaccinated people. Epic Times, 74% of COVID-19 cases from Massachusetts outbreak occurred in fully vaccinated people. From the Superior Word News Services, CDC reports outbreak in Massachusetts produced more COVID cases in the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. I went to the CDC website to confirm it, in other words. Here's what it says from the CDC website. Testing identified the Delta variant in 90% of specimens from 133 patients. Cycle threshold values were similar among specimens from patients who were fully vaccinated and those who were not. This is right from the CDC website. And 127 vaccinated persons with breakthrough cases were similar to those from 84 persons who were unvaccinated, not fully vaccinated, or whose vaccination status was unknown. From WDBO, 25,000 fully vaccinated people statewide have tested positive for COVID-19, DeSantis says. Bloomberg, CDC scaled back hunt for breakthrough cases just as the Delta variant grew. Surprise? I don't know. Bloomberg identified more than 100,000 vaccine breakthroughs. They scaled back their hunt for these people as soon as this started to happen. Epic Times, CDC, 35,000 Americans getting symptomatic COVID-19 per week, despite being vaccinated. Breitbart, this is right from the CDC. This isn't like we're making this up here. Breitbart, Fauci, listen to this. New mask recommendations will incentivize people to get vaccinated. In other words, that's why they're telling you you have to wear masks now, is to get people that aren't vaccinated to get vaccinated. That's their reason behind this. I know they do, but this is to incentivize for the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. In other words, they're just pushing this for that purpose. And he admitted it. Okay. From WTOP. This is from 27 April. Okay. I went back and got this. Fauci hopes new CDC guidelines will encourage more to get vaccinated. So what they're doing is they're making up guidelines in order to accomplish a goal, not because it's correct one way or another based on science or anything else, but they are making guidelines in order to further their agenda. That is exact. He's admitting it.
Yes, he does.
From Breitbart, DC mayor pressures children to receive coronavirus vaccine with Visa gift cards, free Apple AirPods for getting a jab. They're bribing children to do this. Breitbart, Biden presses schools to hold pop-up clinics to vaccinate children 12 and up. Epic Times, CDC, 397 children. Now, we just had the last two articles. This is CDC website. 397 children suffered heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccine. From the Jerusalem Post, Israeli scientist says COVID-19 could be treated for under $1 a day. Okay, now I'm not going to say the medication, because if I do, I know they'll take this down. So I'm just going to read you this double-blind study, which means that it is the most precise type of study you can do. A double-blind study shows this particular thing, XXX, reduces diseases duration and infectiousness. FDA and World Health Organization caution against its use. Of course they do. Okay, but go read the article yourself. I can't give the name of the drug, but this is a double-blind study, which is never done by the other people. It's not, but they have done it there and they found this out. CDC revised eviction moratorium. This is, again, from the CDC. Yeah. The moratorium allows additional time for rent relief to reach renters and to further increase vaccination rates. Everything that they have done is based on that agenda right there. Everything. And I will say this, that this is, okay, I'm going to say it. I don't remember the numbers, and so I will read you an article on this next week, okay? But this is right out of the Communist Manifesto, taking away private property rights. Tucker Carlson, if you saw it, did a report on this, and he said that this lady in the CDC, she's unelected, she's just a bureaucrat, and she has, by default, taken away the rights of private citizens to own private property by what she has done. Go watch that Tucker Carlson video and you'll see what he's talking about. It's because the Congress of the United States has to approve these things. Okay? It went away. The congressional rule ended. Okay? It was for a certain amount of time that they could withhold people from claiming rent from people. Okay? That ended. They have, the Supreme Court of the United States of America said that this is no longer allowed. This has overstepped the law. Right. And Biden came out and he said, constitutional scholars have agreed. This is Biden's words. They have agreed that this is not legal. But we have a couple scholars that say that we can do it. And so we're going to do it. And they had this woman who was unelected in the CDC pass a law that says you cannot charge your people in your home rent. It is taking away the rights of citizens of the United States of America, which is two, maybe three of the points in the Communist Manifesto. So I will try to read those to you next week if I can get them out there. But I just want you to know that this is actually what's going on in the United States right now, is the taking away of private property rights. Okay? From the Epoch Times, Texas governor says no to another lockdown, calls it wrong course. Mail Online, U.S. records nearly 100,000 COVID-19 cases a day for the first time since February, with 277% surge over the last 3 weeks because they're letting them in over the southern border, which I reported in detail on in Wednesday's report. If you haven't seen it, please go watch that report and you'll understand everything that's going on and why they're doing this. I explain exactly why this is being done. CDC warns Indian Delta variant accounts for 93% of all infections, and vaccines cannot prevent transmission. That's the CDC saying that. The state of morality is declining. Here's some news on that. We just had plenty of it in the previous section. From Breitbart, transgender prisons. Inmate reported pregnant after California law allowed men housed with women. Well, I guess that the condoms they handed out last week didn't work because she's pregnant. Now, think of this. You got two people that are in prison. There's a child being born that will be born in prison, and it will grow up in that environment because of what they're allowing. Think of that one. Breitbart. Disney's Muppet Babies producer hopes cross-dressing princess Gonzo inspires kids. Yes. Disney. Breitbart. American Medical Association gets woke. This is the American Medical Association. They want to remove biological sex from birth certificates. The left-wing American Medical Association Board of Trustees kept busy over the summer crafting a resolution in favor of removing the terms male and female from birth certificates, claiming evidence of an individual being born is the only information necessary. A child was born. The board weighed in on the two forms of current birth documentation in the United States, the certificate of live birth used for data collection and the birth certificate, which currently contains the names of parents, the child or children, and their biological sex. The resolution said the live birth certificate should be where sex is noted for the sake of statistics, but that birth certificates should not include sex as it might hamper individuals who at some point decide to live as something other than their biological sex. But what do they do by saying that? They acknowledge that you have a biological sex. It's in their own statement. Some other news from around the world. Also, be sure to check out the Superior Word sermons. I think they'll bless you. I think they'll edify you. And I know that you will learn a lot from Scripture as you go through those sermons. All right, from the AP, this is very serious news for the people of California. I can see thefts rising. I can see people actually chasing after one another with butcher knives. I can see real disaster coming for what this article here reports. Real disaster. Bacon may disappear in California as pig rules take effect. Yes. At the beginning of next year, California will begin enforcing an animal welfare proposition approved overwhelmingly by voters in 2018 that requires more space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves. National veal and egg producers are optimistic that they can meet the standards, but only 4% of hog operations now comply with the rules. Unless the courts intervene or the state temporarily allows non-compliant meat to be sold, California will lose almost all of its pork supply, much of which comes from Iowa, and pork producers will face higher costs to regain a key market. California's restaurants and groceries currently use about 255 million pounds of pork a month, but its farms produce only 45 million pounds. So there you go, more pork for the rest of us. From, you know what? That sounds like a real pork project that they have to work through in the government. Okay, from Breitbart. Tax-funded research, Britons could live off bug meat by 2030 because of net zero. They're going to say you can't have any more animals because they produce too much carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide and all of that. So they're going to have to get rid of the animals in the UK. The UK Research and Innovation Council said that meat substitutes made from insects, such as mealworms and crickets, are more environmentally friendly as they require less space and feed compared to traditional bovine burgers. Although methane inhibitors in feed could reduce emissions by around 30%, meat is still one of the highest impact foods. The public body also suggested that Britons could swap their beloved fish with lab-grown seafood-esque products in order to combat overfishing. The UKRI went on to say that fried eggs may become a thing of the past as well, claiming that eating 2 fried eggs per day will equate to the same amount of energy used to heat the average home per month. What? I don't believe any of this. None of it. Prime Minister Johnson has pledged to reduce carbon emissions in the United Kingdom to net zero by 2050. The move could cost the UK over $3 trillion, or 100,000 pounds per household. These people have gone absolutely bonkers. That's what's happened. From Zero Hedge, watch. Masking, vaccines, lockdowns, enslavement. Psychic Bro predicted all of this last year. I'm reading this because I want you to go watch the video. Okay, Zero Hedge put it down in written form. I watched the video. There is also a longer version of the video. You can watch the whole thing. They're in Canada. They're interviewing people on the street, and they went up to one guy, and he's gym bro. He's got gym clothes on, and he's a hunky guy. And he just started telling him, this is exactly what's coming, folks. Oh, yeah. This is last year, and he said these things. So listen carefully. While he may not have anything on Mystic Meg, the psychic bro, they're calling him the psychic bro because he was so correct in the clip below, somehow managed to predict all of this last 18 months sideshow from officialdom. He said, you don't need the mask. The mask is about compliance. Next, they're going to tell you you need to take the vaccine. And because they know you like to do what you're told, they are hoping that everyone just complies. And here's where the Canadian bro gets really psychic. Next, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we told you it was going to be. So now this is 18 months ago, before any of this had come out. So now you still have to wear your mask. The forecasts continue, and time after time, he nails it. What happened? The same amount of people died, everything is the same, and now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way until July 2021, and then they will do the whole thing again. Just to be able to bring you off lockdown in September. Seriously. And the end game is clear. If you idiots haven't worked it out, it's perpetual cycle that you never get out of. He's speaking to the people of Canada. And it's way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month, now the government rules you. So instead of middle class, we have the government upper class and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class, and that's what they're trying to do. 18 months ago, and if you would listen to him then, you would have said, none of that's going to happen. We'll be through this in 3 months, and he'll be behind us. And we're exactly what he said is coming. Just go watch the whole long version of it. Mail online. New York Police Department commissioner says there is no logical answer why serial burglar with 19 arrests since November was freed, allowing him to break into a child's home and molest her. Well, of course there's not, but this is what you get when you let people out like that. You don't hold anybody accountable. You have this type of thing happen. Breitbart, crime pandemic. Murderers pass coronavirus deaths in nation's capital nearly 3-2-1. Zero Hedge, this is UK. NHS nurses demand to COVID test newborn baby, claim it's not the mother's property once it's outside the womb. They're standing there telling them, we're going to check this baby in your womb for COVID. And she said, no, you're not. And they said, that's not your baby once it's delivered. And they started arguing with this woman that she has no right to that child. This is the world that we're moving quickly into, folks. Mail online. New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard crashes out of the Olympics after making history as the first trans woman to compete in a solo event. Hubbard was competing in the 87 kilogram plus category, but failed on all three attempts. He couldn't win as a guy, so he became a girl, and he couldn't beat any of the girls. He got completely wiped out. So he said, I'm going to quietly fade into obscurity. Good. Good. Epic Times. U.S. women's soccer team loses to Canada, gold and silver out of reach. A little less kneeling, a little more practicing, things would work out for him. Mail online. Gwen Berry, who turned her back on the U.S. flag in trials, fails to win a medal in the hammer throw. Epic Times. I love representing the United States. Gold medal winner Tamara Mensa Stock goes viral after professing love for her country. And guess what color she is? She's a black woman. And Jesus, she's a Christian?
Yes.
She's a Christian. I did not know that, but no wonder. There you go. I'm sure the left will never have her invited to any of their little TV shows. Okay, who said it? He is no fool who loses what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Correct, Jim Elliot. He is no fool who loses what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Got a Lesrick here for you. Britain says you should now eat your fries with what used to be drawn by cows, flies. We should all say, good grief. Where's the cow? Where's the beef? Eating insects for meals, we despise. Okay, we got a bit of irony here for you today, and then we'll be done. I only have one for you. It's a little long. I'm going to read it to you. I'm sorry that it's sad news, but it is ironic, okay? This is from COM. Actor Mike Mitchell dies of heart attack 7 days after Pfizer COVID vaccine booster. Okay? Actor Mike Mitchell, a former Mr. Universe who went on to appear in films such as Braveheart and Gladiator, died Friday, July 23rd, of a heart attack at the age of 65, just 1 week out from his third COVID vaccine dose. He had two Sinovac and one Pfizer, and I went on his Facebook thread from his 16 July Facebook post. Well, that's my third jab today. Proud to be a part of this experiment to save lives. Such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG report for the week.